What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, October 8th. We're a week away from my poker tournament. That is next Tuesday at the Hard Rock. And we are just hours away from the Florida Panthers season beginning yet again. It's hockey night in South Florida. Just like that, the Florida Panthers are back. It's very exciting, and it kind of works out perfectly, just at the right time, because the University of Miami football team and your Miami Dolphins, both of them are catching their breath a bit. Both have a bye week. So the Canes and Dolphins are off, and the Panthers are on, which is really good, because now I can give the reigning Stanley Cup champions their proper due. Here we are in October, the month that I love on the sports calendar, because the way things work out this time of the year is so awesome. So much happening. Every single night we got something. Last night, the Panthers, they were getting their rings at a private ceremony. The Yankees and Royals, they were battling each other. We had Monday Night Football, the Saints and the Chiefs. I had some action on that. Unfortunately, I had the Saints plus 10.5 at over 38, and that plus 10.5 didn't work out. Maybe if Derek Carr didn't get knocked out of the game, I would have had a shot on that final drive. Or if somebody could catch the football. Can you tell I lost my bet? I don't win every bet. It's not possible to win every bet. But if you are a person who likes to make a wager or two on the Hard Rock Bet app, this is a great time of the year because there's so many different things happening. I'm also a fan of tennis. I like betting on individuals. So I'll probably wager on tonight's game, Panthers and Bruins, but it'll be on individuals, something prop-wise. Just so many different options, not only in the game, but in so many different sports. It's pretty hard to beat this time here in October. I know March comes close. That's second best. But October, to me, that's number one. I will be there tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena. I was invited to go to the game by Marlins Man.
Do you know who I am?
And he has front row seats right on the glass by the corner where the Panthers shoot twice. Now, you know, on this show, I'm always all about honesty. I'm a big hockey fan, and I have been for a long, long, long time. And I know seats first row on the glass are not the best seats in the house. I like being a little bit higher up. But it's cool for entertainment purposes. I wouldn't sit there every single game, nor do I. But it will be pretty sweet being there opening night, watching the banner get raised, being so close to all the action. I actually will be far away from the banner because the banner will be in the rafters and I'll be first row on the glass. But the fact that his seats come with all-you-can-eat food, that vault access, that's the icing on the cake. So that's where I will be tonight. If you're around, feel free to say hello. I'm the dude with the bald head. And I'll be sitting next to the guy wearing orange. Marlins orange. Because right now everybody is just so all about the Marlins. I think he's going to Kansas City for the Yankees games. I would love to go to not Kansas City, although they do have great barbecue. I would love to go to New York if there's a game 5, and there might be. The deciding game, be there right behind home plate. The Yankees Legends Buffet. I know Yankees fans don't want me to be there because they don't want to have a game. But you also don't want to lose both in Kansas City. They'll probably split in KC, and there will be a game 5 in New York. Maybe I should already start making my flight plans. Flight plans are so easy to make nowadays because you can just cancel anything and there's no like fee. You get credits or you can get refunded. It's not like it used to be back in the day. So I always tell all my friends, I would book backup flights because why not? If something happens with this flight, at least you got a ticket on another flight. And if your first flight goes fine, then you just get a credit for your second flight. Otherwise, because there's delays and cancellations a lot, especially right now with the weather. But otherwise, you're scrambling at the last minute. I have a lot of friends who scramble at the last minute. Oh, what do I do? And everybody comes to me for airline advice, which I don't mind. I like helping people out, at least helping my friends out. I have friends here in Miami. I have more friends in Medellin. Girls, 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 girls. But they don't really ask for flight help. They need like other types of help, but that's not a discussion for at least this hour. So you see the weather outside. You have seen it for the past couple of days since Sunday, really. Milton, Hurricane Milton. Again, and I've said this multiple times, I'll say it one more time. I wouldn't advise anyone to be like, thank gosh, we're not getting it. You're happy it's not coming to South Florida, but somebody's getting it. And anytime I hear somebody say, oh, thank gosh, we're not getting it. Like, oh, we're not getting it. Well, somebody is. And you don't want to wish a hurricane, any type of storm, especially this one, Hurricane Milton, you don't want to wish it on anyone. So I feel for the people in the Tampa area. There are some people who have sent me messages, DMs on Instagram. They're like, seriously, these messages have come in. Hey, I'm leaving St. Pete today, but do you have a play on the Monday night football game? You know, priorities. And that's legit. That's 100% legit. Some of you might be saying that's brutal, but that's reality. Everything comes back to a parlay. And I'm not saying that to make a joke. I'm saying that because that is the truth for some people. Not everybody. But the priorities right now, come on. Like, priority is not wagering. Priority is making sure you're in a safe place when that storm comes. And while this is mainly a South Florida audience, there are people listening from all across the state and across the country and some people around the world. Remember, I told you I have friends in Medellin. Girls, 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 girls. They tune in. Not every single day, but from time to time, they tune in. Just to hear what I have to say. Maybe they get a shout out, but that will never happen. The shout out will not happen here on the show. It won't happen on my social media. None of my friends in Colombia are getting a shout out. Only my friends in Florida, Chicago, and other places. So I've got multiple screens in front of me. I'm keeping track of everything going on. I'll be at the game tonight. I'm sure I'll post a video of some sort from the arena tonight. I hope the food is good tonight. You know, I'm used to Yankees Legends Buffet food, which is unbelievable. All you can eat lobster tails amongst everything else. All you can eat steak. Like, not the carved prime rib that's all bloody and fatty. No. Oh, hey, we got carved prime rib tonight. It's terrible. You can't even eat it. The Yankees Legends Buffet is so much better than that. I'm talking real knives and forks, not plastic forks and knives. You give me a paper plate or some plastic plate with some prime rib you can't even cut, and it's all bloody and fatty and blech. But we got prime rib tonight. That's not really my type of buffet. So I hope the food is good tonight. I hope the hockey is good tonight. And chances are I will make a wager. I hope that is also good tonight. If you want to see all of my content, You can become a close friend on Instagram. Just send me a DM. Say, hey, Slater, how do I become a close friend? And I will send you all of the details. But make sure if you are in Milton's path that you make that a priority and not a parlay. Again, not a joke, because I have seen the messages myself. All right, I have a lot to get to. I don't want to continue to tell you I have a lot to get to and not get to it. However, I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I don't know how the players feel, but speaking for myself, I don't feel a ton of pressure heading into this Florida Panthers season. I know that's not what Paul Maurice wants for his team, but I am only speaking as someone who has covered the Florida Panthers, someone who has cheered for the Florida Panthers, somebody who used to go to games at the Miami Arena and also went to Club Red when it was the Bank Atlantic Center. I have been with the Panthers for their entire journey since they started. And I could say that being in that building for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final and watching the Florida Panthers win it and hoist the cup and then parade it around town and around the world, they did that for the past few months. After everything that I have seen and enjoyed, to me, the mission's been accomplished. I'm not saying I don't want to see hockey anymore. I would love to see them do it again. I would love for them to build a dynasty. I'm just saying the Florida Panthers finally getting over that hump, ending that long streak of losing. This is one of those moments after they won the Stanley Cup where you invest so much energy and time, so many years, where you're wishing and hoping and praying. In the Panthers' case, you just want them to win a playoff series, but then they win the Stanley Cup. They beat the best player on the planet, Connor McDavid, Game 7, home. They had a 3-0 lead and blew it, but in the end, they won. It was so dramatic. Just being through all of that and seeing your team win the Stanley Cup. Again, I'm only speaking for myself. But that right there is going to carry me. I'm satisfied. Think about it from a Dolphins fan's perspective. You've had losing for 24 consecutive years also. If the Miami Dolphins won the Super Bowl, as a Dolphins fan, wouldn't you feel satisfied? Yeah, you want them to do it again. You want them to have a dynasty. But if the Dolphins won the Super Bowl this year or next year, spoiler alert, probably not going to happen. But if they did, wouldn't you be able to say, ah, yeah, we did it. And you would feel like the mission has been accomplished. You would feel like you'd be able to go on with your life. And as a Panthers fan, that's the way it feels. If they don't win the cup again this year, yeah, I'll be bummed. I don't want them to lose. But the good feeling of winning it all, it's a forever thing. Some of you will be there tonight to watch them raise the banner. Some of you were going to be there last night to see them get their rings, which look amazing. It's a bit of a bummer that Mother Nature and slow ticket sales forced the Panthers to make that ring event private, because the rings look amazing. And these days, teams are so creative with the rings, all the little touches in each ring. The Panthers rings, they have all the teams they beat crossed off. It's got a little rat inside of it. So well designed. If they sold those like replicas, but good replicas, $800-$900 replicas, I think a lot of fans would buy it. I'd buy one. It's just such a beautiful thing to have. And the best part from a player's perspective, I'm talking about the forever view as a fan, but that is a forever piece for a player. You get your name on the cup forever. You got the ring forever, unless you sell it, which has happened before. Hey, some players just don't make smart decisions. But the banner, that's going to be up there forever until eventually, let's say they move to Fort Lauderdale, then it'll be moved to wherever they're playing. I know they just signed an extension. We'll see how long they're there. But everything that they did last season is just such a forever accomplishment. And then raising that banner tonight, that's going to be special. I can't wait to see it. Banner nights are not easy, though. You can ask the 2007 Miami Heat about banner night. Now, that team also got their rings before the game. Shaq showed up way out of shape, and the Heat got embarrassed. I don't think the Panthers are going to get embarrassed tonight. But playing after that, it's not going to be easy. I know the Bruins, it doesn't seem like Jeremy Swayman, their starting goaltender who just got paid, doesn't look like he's going to be starting this evening from what I was reading. He was holding out, looking for money. I guess he's not ready to go yet. So maybe that will help the Florida Panthers. But let's not forget, the Bruins hate the Panthers. They knocked them out of the playoffs two straight years. So that's going to be a very tough challenge this evening. The Panthers, they're going to have to make an adjustment this year because now they're the hunted. They were the hunter, now they're the hunted. It's a little easier mentally for a team when you're chasing something. Now it's going to be more difficult because every single night, every single team that they face, they know that you just got the prize that they want. And they'll have the mentality of, we want to take that from you. If we could beat you, well, then we could win the cup. So it's on the Panthers every night to match that intensity. Tonight's fitting because Boston's going to be good. They're a playoff-level team. They hate Florida. And if the Panthers aren't ready for Boston's best punch, might be literal punch, then they'll get beat. They got to bring it tonight. They got to bring it every night. And sometimes that's going to be very difficult for this team. This evening's going to be a tough juggling act because nobody wants to just yada yada the first championship banner. But I would think it's so difficult to go from the emotions of seeing that banner raised and then flip the switch to, okay, we got a tough game in front of us. It's a difficult pivot. But that's just part of the deal. You'll take that deal every single season. And it's only one game. I mean, in the end, one game could matter, and we've seen that before. Tonight's just different. You can't look at it as, oh my gosh, this game is so important. Every game is important. You want to win that game tonight in front of your fans after you raise the banner. And the Panthers, they got a lot going for them. They got their core. Their core is back. And, yeah, not only can they win tonight, they can win the Stanley Cup again. Because why not? I think it's fair to say at some point Connor McDavid's going to win a cup. I don't know if it'll be this season. But from a Panthers perspective, Bob is back. Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhart, Forsling. The guys that are most associated with this team, Aaron Ekblad, hopefully he plays well this season, but they're back. And last year, they were good enough to win it all. Paul Maurice is back behind the bench. Bill Zito's still shopping for the groceries. I know it's weird to have this conversation like everything's good, but it is. Normally, Panthers conversations are talking about a cab being called for a head coach or some random resignation because of an old scandal. It's always bizarre with our teams in South Florida. But what we actually have is a championship organization. The Panthers have a coach who knows what he's doing. They have a GM who knows what he's doing. They have an ownership group that's willing to spend the money they're able to. Able to as in an NHL perspective. This organization, not just the team, but the entire organization is in a really good place right now. And that is exactly what you want entering the season. And speaking of entering, you could enter my poker tournament, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, 1 week from today, next Tuesday night at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. $20,000 minimum will be in the prize pool, and it's only $250 to buy in. The last few months, we've been getting close to $30,000 in there, sometimes even more. Now, while the tournament begins at 6 p.m. next Tuesday night, you don't have to get there right at 6 or before. You got until 9:30 p.m. next Tuesday night to register for my tournament. So as long as you're in the poker room at the Hard Rock with your poker tournament ticket in hand by 9:30 p.m., you will get a seat. I hope to see you there 1 week from today, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I love talking hockey, and I love talking hockey even more with former Florida Panther Ed Jovanovski, who's now part of Scripps Sports. It's kind of easy to say, Jovo, how are you? And what do you have going on tonight? Because I think you're going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, hey, Andy. Good to be with you. But try saying Scripps Sports pretty quick five times.
Scripps Sports. I did it. Amazingly, I did it.
You're in the business, so you're excused. But yeah, so tonight being on Scripps, we're televising the game, and it's a beautiful night because the banner's going up, and you're playing a opponent which you've taken care of the last couple years, you know, in the playoffs. So it should be an excellent one, but certainly a busy night, and looking forward to it and debuting on Scripps Sports. It's a great partnership with the Panthers, and just happy to be a part of it.
Those of you in the audience wondering, where do you find Scripps Sports? In West Palm Beach, that's Channel 9, and in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, that's Channel 39. Now, Jovo, when you're part of this game tonight, not on the ice, although I don't know, maybe you wish you were still on the ice, but at least being part of the broadcast for this game, how difficult do you think it is for this Panthers team to see the banner raised, everything they've been through with the rings last night, to then saying, okay, we got a serious game to play against Boston?
Yeah, Andy, when you look at it, right, there's no question it was a short off season for the guys. You're playing pretty much through June, finish a game 7, and before you know it, we're early October, and you go through a training camp, and now you're playing game 1. So the question is, how are you getting motivated for a game in October when you just won the cup? You know, and I think for the guys, I think, you know, once you lace them up and you get into that position, and obviously the emotion is going to be very high in there. So it's controlled emotion. I think you keep the game simple early on in the game and get your legs under you. And by the end of the first period, you're just probably just playing another game. But I think the conversation before the game is obviously enjoy what you guys are going to witness with the banner going up, the cup, reliving it. But, you know, it's back to business, and you want to take care of home ice, and you want to establish that early on. Not saying if this game doesn't go the Panthers' way, it's end all be all. So, but you want to get started off on the right foot. The crowd's going to be nuts out there, and I think it's going to be a great night.
Joe, what about the hunger? I was talking about this in the last segment. As a Panthers fan forever and covering them forever, it's like I feel satisfied now. Not that I don't want them to repeat, but you just feel satisfied. Like, oof, you know, you won the cup.
Right.
But what about from a player perspective? Like, how hungry will Panthers players be after winning the cup?
Well, you talk to players that won it multiple times. It gets better the next time. You know, because you just know how hard it takes to win it, to have the opportunity to do again. It's apparently, it is sweeter the next time. So the hunger is there. You're still playing for the ultimate goal, is to win a Stanley Cup, get to the playoffs, and compete at the best time in the world, springtime, you know, come playoff time. So hockey guys, they're driven a certain way, and you want to go out there and you want to strive for excellence kind of right off the hop, and you want to be consistent, but you're going to battle. And listen, at the end of the day, these guys know what it takes to win, obviously. So you're going to have a team that you know, right from the top to the bottom is going to be really interested in kind of getting off to a start and have that hunger throughout the season. Listen, let's face it, there's going to be some lulls during the season where things are going to probably go sideways and everyone's going to have their arms up in the air saying, what's going on with this team? It is a long year and they've played a lot of hockey. You know, but at the end of the day, you got to trust kind of the process and what these guys have experienced and the kind of fight through. But there's no question in my mind that the hunger will probably be more, Andy.
That's an interesting perspective.
And why I say that, just why I say that is you are the Stanley Cup champions. Every team will be, it'll be a measuring stick for teams. Listen, these guys right. are the Stanley Cup champions. We got to measure ourselves against these guys. And if you don't, the game is humbling. If you're not ready to play, as you know, in covering all these sports, if you're not ready to go, it's a humbling game and you get embarrassed. So for most nights, this team needs to be on their toes because you're going to get the best from each team you face.
So when the Panthers go out there, and I was discussing this with the audience in the previous segment, they're probably going to get the best of what the other team has, Jovo. Is that what you're saying? Because the other team will feel like, hey, if we could beat these guys, then we could win the cup ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and you look where the situation where Boston's been the last couple of years. Not to mention, you know, look a couple of years ago, you know, what happened in that series. So there's obviously a lot of same faces there in Boston, but absolutely, you're going to get a team, not just the Boston Bruins. You're going to get every team that's going to come in here. It's going to want to knock off the Stanley Cup champs. I know when I was playing and we played teams that won the cup, hey, listen, let's knock these guys off. You feel really good about yourself, where your game is. And if you can knock off the champs, you feel good about facing other teams. So I think that's going to be the mindset of visiting teams, or when the Panthers go on the road, that's going to be the mindset of the opponent.
Does that make the Panthers, though, Jovo, with that perspective, does that make the Panthers even stronger if those other teams are not able to knock them off? Like, gosh, maybe we're even better?
Well, yeah, I mean, time will tell, but I think when you look at the team, they're obviously there's been changeover. But you look at this group, they're still dialed in. They still have crazy loads of talent, a lot of core guys, and they're a year older. They've got this experience behind them. Yeah, so, you know, look at the Panthers. I think for them is maintaining some level of consistency throughout the year, and that ball just keeps rolling on with confidence. And there's no question in my mind, just talking to the guys, you know, we can beat anyone. I mean, that's the mindset that these players have going against teams is like, you know, we're the Stanley Cup champs and we have what it takes. And there's no reason why, you know, we can believe going to each game that you could win majority of these hockey games.
I'll only keep you for two more minutes. I know you got a busy night ahead of you. Former Florida Panthers defenseman Ed Jovanovski with us here now. He's with Scripps Sports, and you could watch the Panthers on Scripps Sports in West Palm, Channel 9, in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, Channel 39. Forget about keys to the game. Okay, this is one of 82. Maybe you'll talk about that on the broadcast tonight. But, Jovo, for you, what are the keys to the season as far as this team is concerned?
Well, you can't make the playoffs in October or November, but you can play yourself right out of a playoff spot. I don't think if you're ready to go. I've been part of teams where November games become useless. You know, you're so far out. So I think is the consistency level, right, is coming out of the gate. Try to be as consistent as possible and, you know, get some wins. And don't find yourself chasing throughout the whole year, you know, to be – you know, scratching and clawing, you know, to be playing in early April. It's tougher, you know, it's tough to say, you know, when you look at the whole big picture of this, but what makes me feel very good is these players are true pros. I mean, especially what they've been through the last couple of years, they don't take anything for granted and they know how hard it takes to win. And I think they're going to be mentally ready, you know, and focused, you know, to play on most nights, you know, heading into the season. But what my point was at the start of it is, yeah, I mean, you just don't want to find yourself kind of behind the eight ball early. If that's one thing I can kind of pick out throughout for the whole season. You know, that's kind of it. And just, you know, we all know that, you know, health is key. You know, keep guys on the ice playing and hopefully avoid any serious injuries.
Last question for you, Jovo. Is there any, I mean, you speak to a lot of players. I'm sure you're with them a lot. Now you're part of the Scripps Sports team, so you're covering every single game. Is there any one player, maybe, Jovo, that you could point out where you're like, I think this player is going to have a really good season, a breakout season? I mean, if one doesn't come to mind, that's fine, but I'm just curious about that.
Well, I mean, we can go through, you know, the top group with Verhaeghe, you know, Barkov, Reinhardt. You expect them to be there, Rodriguez, mm-hmm. you know, Bennett and Matthew. There's two guys that I look on that is Luostarinen and Lundell. More so Lundell. I think Lundell has taken strides the last couple of years. I really think that he can be a 25-30 goal guy. You know, I think the responsibilities from him are more on the defensive side, and he's learning that. But there's no holdback on this guy as far as what he can do offensively. And I think as his career kind of goes on, I think he'll get more opportunities. You see him here and there on the power play. But Mo is big on, you know, playing guys when they're going. And he's certainly a guy that's young, but experienced a lot, put a lot on his plate at a young age, and he's excelled. So I'm curious to see how he takes this next step, providing some more offense for this group.
It's really cool to talk about it and be about it tonight, opening night, the banner being raised. The puck drops just after 7 o'clock. You can watch the game on Scripps Sports. You will see Jovo again in West Palm Beach at Channel 9, Miami Fort Lauderdale Channel 39. Jovo, have a great game. I know you're not going to be on the ice for the game, but you'll be in the booth, and it's a whole new thing here this year with Scripps, so best of luck to you, and we'll chat again soon.
Andy, thanks a lot.
All right, you got it. Take care. Ed Jovanovski, former Florida Panthers defenseman and a really, really good dude and getting better and better on the airwaves. He's done a great job. I was watching him on Bally Sports the past couple of seasons, and good for him for getting that gig. And tonight the game's also going to be on ESPN. It will be the Panthers broadcast on ESPN, though. From what I understand, there was a problem with the travel and the truck. So the national broadcast tonight will be the Scripps Sports broadcast, which will be with Goldie and, I believe, Jovo will be in the booth, too. Not the penalty box, but the booth. Back in the day, he was in the penalty box. Somewhere you could be this weekend, now that we have two teams in Miami on a bye, Gulfstream Park. The weather should be better this weekend. Head on out to Gulfstream Park for a great day at the races. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I enjoy going to their trackside restaurant, 10 Palms, get myself a table, have the buffet. They offer that every Saturday and Sunday. You could also order off of the menu anytime you want. You watch the races live right in front of you. The great people that work at Gulfstream will come around and take your wagers. You don't even have to bet a whole lot. You could bet 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all of the time. You can also hang out in the Carousel Club. That's a really cool spot to get in on the racing action. It is the Sunshine Meet. That's what it's called. Live racing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the weather should be better this weekend, so it'll be a nice time to head on out to Hollandale Beach and get in on the racing action at Gulfstream Park. This is becoming a daily segment. Cam Ward, he got another award. He's the ACC Quarterback of the Week. It's the fourth time he's gotten that honor, and they've played six games. The Canes are 6-0. Cam Ward has got the ACC Quarterback of the Week award four times. That comeback down 25 in the third quarter, doing it like it was nothing, getting more than 400 yards in a victory. This dude is so special. And this is the same game where he had one of the worst pick six you'll see. Such a poor decision. But rather than weep and mope and pout, he got right back out there and just kept making the next play over and over and over again. It was so impressive, and he deserves so much credit. And now he's getting it. He's getting it week after week after week. Canes fans, I think every University of Miami fan needs to take a moment and understand that this year is very special. This team is special. Look, last year's Panthers team, we were just talking about it with Jovo, very special. This year's Hurricanes football team, special in the making. Because that QB, he is very special, but he's only here for one show. And that's this season. And that's it. You don't know what next year will bring. So enjoy Hurricanes football while they have Cam Ward. Because you never know what's going to happen the following year. And if you want an example, take a look at FSU. Now, it is a Tuesday, and I still want to talk more football. Maybe a little Dolphins. They're on a bye week also, but some more University of Miami football. And on this Tuesday, Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell, joins us next. I was talking hockey before, and some of you might have been wondering, hey, it's a Luke Tuesday. Where's Uncle Luke? He's here. He's just got a busy day and a busy schedule, but I didn't want him screaming at me that I don't call him on a Tuesday. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on the Andy Slater Show. You got some Canes over there?
We got some Canes over here, baby. We got Canes over here. Slater? Come on, Slater.
We got a championship coming over there? We got a cough. We got a cough. We got the Canes and we got a cough over there. That's what we got.
You got me choking.
I hope the Canes don't choke. I mean, if you do, that would be bad. But if the Canes did, that would be worse.
We're not choking. I mean, only the Raiders choke.
Hey, look, we're talking about the Canes now, okay? Maybe Cam Ward will go to the Raiders. But Cam Ward, what he did in California, how much better can the Canes get, even though they just got a victory in their past two games, pulling it out?
Man, it's just the tip of the iceberg, Andy. I mean, you got to understand, the last 2 weeks we had to pull games out at the end of the game that we actually did not have to be put in that predicament. I think Cam is touring with these people, and it kind of gets us behind. Once he starts, like, really just going for the juggler early on, these games won't even be fun. He'll be over before the half. It'll be us on the other end trying to hold a team off from coming back from 25, 30 points.
At this point, Uncle Luke, what would you consider a bare minimum for you to be happy about this University of Miami football team this season?
Oh, my God. If you see this woman just walk by.
Well, can we do like a FaceTime?
Yeah. Okay. The bare minimum?
No.
The bare minimum of wins and losses are points.
I mentioned bare minimum, and you start talking about a woman. So was she in the bare minimum?
She was bare. She was bare.
Bare minimum?
I'm sitting downtown. I never knew this many women walk around downtown.
Well, maybe you should go downtown more often.
You're right.
You're always hanging out in Liberty City. Maybe you should go to downtown more often, Luke.
There's got to be a gym somewhere around here because everybody half naked.
So what would you consider the bare minimum for a Canes fan to be happy?
As far as points are wins and losses.
No, as just far as the season goes. I mean, right now they're 6-0. You only got Cam Ward for one season.
Listen,
so
man,
do you have to win it?
A bare minimum is playing in the national championship game.
Okay.
I mean, this thing's set up perfect. You got Alabama getting beat by Vanderbilt. You got Alabama beating Georgia. Georgia struggling against a sorry Auburn. I mean, SEC ain't what it's been in the past few years, you know. I think we got a great chance of going to the championship and winning it. I mean, we arguably got the best quarterback in college football, best team.
But, Luke,
you know, all around.
How can we – and I'm with you. I hope that happens. But how can we assess the University of Miami in whole when they haven't really played a super tough team?
Well, Cal is tough.
Man.
I mean, Cal, listen, Andy. It's tough for more reasons than one. You know, I'm pretty sure, well, you don't know because you're probably with the rest of these people who went to sleep. And I was, me and
That's
William
true.
Joseph was the only two up looking yep. at the entire game at Smoke on the Water. But at the end of the day, I mean, going to the West Coast, you know how difficult that is. When you go to the casino poker table, I don't think you just hop off the plane and start playing poker. You got to get your mind right.
You do.
And that time zone is rough. So going over there playing a team in that type of environment, you know, and that team has been competitive all year. They got a bunch of, you know, that ain't Cal from old. They got a bunch of portal guys as well. And so at the end of the day, I mean, we play some teams that's going, all the teams going to give us their best shot. And you know that, especially that we rank top 10, top, almost top five. They're going to give us their best shot. So you got to be prepared for that. But I like the fact that this team went through adversity 2 years in, I mean, last two games. They faced adversity and they overcame. And that's what tells me that's the mark of a good team.
Well, it's definitely exciting, and it's good to have the Canes here doing well when the Dolphins are just barely beating the New England Patriots. But, Luke, it's a bye week for both teams, so look, the Dolphins won. We just take it easy on them right now. Is that okay?
Well, no. The Dolphins still got some, you know, they got some issues that they need to deal with because, again, I didn't expect nothing great from the quarterback. I mean, after 1 week of just checking in here and not being in camp at all, you know, this week he looked a little better. And I think next week, you know, with a bye week, you know, another week of him in this offense, he'll look a lot more better.
But then Tua comes back.
Yeah, but that's going to be the thing. Does he come back or not? You know, and that's going to be a big question. But at least they know they'll have a daggone backup quarterback that's on the roster that's capable of coming in if he do something else crazy like try to run somebody over.
Just run the ball. Run, slide.
You got to play. Why you don't never play my song, Slide to a Slide? I made a song for the man. You would think that he would listen to the song and do what I say on the song. But
instead of the kung fu classes, just listen to your song on a loop.
Hey, listen, a hard head make a soft behind.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell, I know you got a busy day. I appreciate you coming on. It's a Luke Tuesday. And we'll chat again next week.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. And I'm getting more upset with the Panthers because they had a big celebrity party with the ring ceremony, and I wasn't invited.
Opening night tonight.
Opening night.
You'll be there. Going. You'll be there in February for Black History Night.
I'll
make sure you got tickets.
I'm boycotting.
On the
I'm
glass.
Boycotting.
You'll be there. I'll go with
no,
you.
I'm not going. I've been treated real bad by the Panthers. And I thought I was family, but now I know.
I'm going to send them this audio then. We'll see.
Please do.
See you later, buddy.
Okie doke.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell. All right, that's all the time I got for this Tuesday afternoon. Try to stay dry out there. Enjoy the game tonight. Maybe I'll see you at the arena. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.